is an advantage and also a disadvantage to talk of a religion to which you belong. You may not see many things which others see, and you can bring out that which you really see. So there are all that. With that hesitation, I'll do my presentation of Hinduism to which I'm supposed to belong. I would first of all, in the first period, like us, to see to the very heart and the roots of Hinduism. Actually, I would not call Hinduism as an ism. If we go to the very deep roots of this, what we call and we know today as Hinduism, has been known as Manava Dharma. And another term that has been used is Sanatana Dharma. Manava means man. And dharma, that's a very important term which I have to explain. Oftentimes, dharma is translated by the word religion. It does not. At least in this context, dharma does not mean religion. The way in which it is explained and lived is like this. Let me give an example. You take a spoonful of sugar and put it into anything. What will it do? Surely it will make that thing sweet. Why? Because it is the dharma of sugar to make everything sweet. The sweetness and sugar cannot be separated. You can't divide, separate. Sugar means sweetness and sweetness means sugar. So taking this analogy to Manava, one who knows himself as a human being, as a man, cannot but naturally, spontaneously, without being taught, behaves like a human being. One who knows himself as a human being, as a man, cannot but flow into action naturally.